This weekend is the beginning of Advent, a high season for the Catholic Church. Catholics celebrating Mass today may be surprised to find some new changes to their liturgy. After four decades, the English language Mass has changed. The Catholic Church spent over a year preparing its priests, deacons, and parishioners for the major script changes. Father Carmen D'Amico has been serving the parishes of Pittsburgh for over 20 years, and I caught up with him at his church, Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, right after he performed his first Mass this weekend with the new translation. Father Carmen, welcome.
Thank you, Rachel. Good to be here.
So you've just completed your first Mass with all these changes. How'd it go?
It went pretty well. I mean, I screwed up a couple of times during the liturgy. Just the old words, they just stay with you. But all in all, it went pretty well. I was amazed at the congregation, you know, how quickly they adapted.
So you said that you made a few stumbles. What did you stumble over?
You know, usually when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," now the people are saying, "And with your spirit," while the deacon was proclaiming the gospel.
The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
He said, "The Lord be with you," and I said in response, "And also with you."
Oh, you're not supposed to say that anymore.
Yeah, so I thought, oops. But I got it the next time. He said it at the end when we were doing the blessing, and I got it right.
Okay. And as you were going through this, I mean, obviously there were those stumbles. Were there any other surprises for you?
No, not really. I had to keep my eyes focused on the text, which is really a change for me, because I'm usually looking at the congregation. You know, the words of the liturgy are part of me, and so I can really pray them and interact with the congregation, where I was pretty now much tied to the text, and that was a little uncomfortable, you know, because my eyes were down at the book and I'm trying to do all the other things at the same time. But I guess, you know, in time I'll get used to it.
But interesting, because the liturgy is such a part of you, you can pay more attention and connect with your congregation. So you're not quite there yet with these changes then.
No, and I would suspect it's going to take a while, you know, probably several months of, you know, repetition. They say repetition is the mother of all learning, and I'm sure that'll be the case with me.
Were there any particular reactions from your parishioners when the service was over and people, you know, were doing their ritual chatting? What was the scuttlebutt?
I think they were kind of happy. There was a bit of an enthusiasm. It was something new. You know, I think that they were happy that we got through it. We did pretty well. So it was generally really positive. They were telling me, "Oh, you did a good job." I said, "Even when I screwed up," they said, "Yeah, you did a good job." You know, so it was all pretty positive.
Is there something to the idea, Father, that because you've been saying it the same way for so many years, that maybe it's a good thing to have to refocus on the words themselves and what they mean, to pay more attention, be more vigilant in the reading?
You know what, Rachel? It really has been, I think for me, a renewal, you know, just to look at the liturgy anew again, look at the context of the prayers that are there, understanding them, and even teaching the congregation about it. It's been a real blessing for me, you know, and I think it's good, actually. You know, I think that the change is good.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your reflections after giving this new Mass. We appreciate it.
Thank you for asking, Rachel.
That's Father Carmen D'Amico of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal Church in Meadowlands, Pennsylvania. Father Carmen, thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.